Ruby.
Yasmin.
Hi, Yasmin.
Hi, Ruby.
How are you?
Good. A little tired.
Me too. I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, Hanok.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Baruch Hashem.
Just a little tired, but here I am.
I know that feeling well.
Yeah.
Are you the only one on?
No, Ruby's on. Just mute. Just a mute.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you feeling?
Better.
Baruch Hashem.
Much better. Thank you. I'm going to mute my phone back.
Okay. Before you do that, when is your next blood test to check your white cells? Well, it was too late.
I'm sorry, I muted before you finished. What did you say? Repeat, please.
I was just asking when your next blood test would to check your white cells.
I'll call the office in Friday to see when they want me to come back in.
Okay.
But until this, I'm still having like a runny nose and post drip. So that could be also
allergy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in any event, it raises the white cells. So.
Yeah. So I guess I just have to wait.
Just keep up with the Havdalah as well.
Okay, will do.
Talk to you soon. I know you're muting.
All right. Okay, no problem.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedulat Yeminka, Datir, Serira. Palafet Gimel Yutah Tzadi. Karbel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu. Taharenu Nora Kufresh Ayin Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, the planet of justice, and the Kuf that created the astrological sign of Dagim, which is the fishes, which is the astrological sign of Pisces. It always remember that comic image of the monkey riding on the camel, which is what the letters Kuf and Gimel represent. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkacha, tami gamlem. Betetresh, tzaditap gimel. Chasim kadosh, berov tuvcha. Ka Nael Adata Het Kufbet Tet Nunayan. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kufbet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zochrei Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy within this creation. And we'll use the 13 attributes of mercy for that purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Bechanun Erech Apaim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed L'Alavim Noseh Avon Wafesha V'Chata'av V'Nakei. We're now going to read various verses that relate to the energy of the various years. We're starting with the year of the goat, 5777. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and the first that we will study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor. O Yavaisinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the year of the goats is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. And the letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Ba'adonai. Yohei wahei, Eloheichem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to relate to the year 5776, the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this year. The first excuse me. That's what nasal drip does. The first verse that connects to we will study on this energy is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat willo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayachaskum Achechem halvim ad kilot amlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halvim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hei 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 Aka a Rekacha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4 is the second verse. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever, has three verses that connect to this energy. The verse that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyim. Asher yitchabei sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. V'halakti yitchem. Wichayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'al yomru ayo. Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan tachtav velo yirgaz od velo yosifu vene avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, the 23rd day of Adar, excuse me, the 24th day of Adar, Rabbi Gershon Kitover, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Hager, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, and Rebbetzin Sahava Bronstein. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is our Tikkuni Zohar class. Finally, you can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 19, the last row, the second column from the left. When you click on that link, it brings you to a page that lists all of the Tikkuni Zohar sections. And this is going to be class 11, I believe it is, but it's section 13A. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud, and I will read a little bit of the first section, 13A, and then we will scan the balance. And I'll keep you informed of when we start to scan and what line it is. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'yichuda Shulim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Tehahi Yo Nekuda Deayo Hi Yud Mevarich Riyah Vaday Min Hakatsa Da Hashem Ila'a El Hakatsa Da Hashem Ta Kishora Dita Light Dita Lit Amudim De Anun Vavi Amudim Da Chayalmin De Kach Inun Salkin Tilat vavav lechoshvan chai deihu tzadik yesod olam ahi kad natalin me amoda teem saita teit kari haveriach hatachon hatakario Inun berichim al shemeya hadahu dikiv becham alshe berichim lekarashi tzela hamishkon wegomer. And we're going to start to scan in the middle of line 15. Excuse me, line 5, right after the colon. Scanning. The yud that extends from the higher to the lower, hey, is the pole that attaches from above to below in the Mishkan. The middle pillar refers to the supports that are the haze over which the coverings drape. The five bars are an extension of this support on the side of the Mishkan. Our highest thoughts reside against the backdrop of our lower thoughts. When visualizing the temple, we give special attention within to this inner construction. The outer therefore reflects the inner construct of consciousness in terms of how thoughts are arranged in layers. We do not find out about these layers unless we discover them, like taking the coverings off the temple reveal the framework within. It is this framework that is made up of holiness, thoughts of praise, certainty, and ultimately the core, which is the way things work. Unwritten commentary. This paragraph is really very important. Not necessarily to understand, but its essence, its energy. Continuing to read. The holy lamp is the explanation for all. It is what gives these symbols their reason to be. While these holy structures always exist, it is up to the holy lamp to illuminate their purposes and modes of being. This holy lamp is none other than that light within that makes connection with the Shekhinah possible. Rabbi Shimon speaks of making those that are wise of heart and wise in wisdom. It is those attributes that come from the truth of what is self-evident, i.e. the heart and those that infer from what has come to be, wisdom which remembers and makes its assumptions based upon subsequent reflections. They comprise the 6 days of Bereshit, made up of 10 sayings and 32 paths. These are the 32 times Elohim that appears in the work of creation. The 32 paths are the associations with Elohim within the first part of Bereshit and its 6 days and 10 sayings. Specifically, there cannot be creation without Elohim, which in this case refers absolutely to the way things work. It is the operative power of creation. Each pathway, therefore, refers to a realization of holiness, or the innate creative principle, which reveals itself through its linked associations. Creation brings forth the world into being through the power of the letters that create heaven and earth. Bezalel did not merely build the Mishkan, but also as well brought a world into being, or rather shifted that world from the dimension of the status quo into the dimension of holiness. At first glance, it would appear the world was brought into being at Bereshit. However, the power of creation is everywhere present, so that in the case of Bezalel, his power was to rearrange the world into the world of holiness, in essence, going back to the beginning in terms of concept, to awaken that holiness, which is to be the temple. It is important to note that this power is always present when we invoke within the right attention that initial phrase of creation. The power that Israel had removed from them is the power to distinguish the holiness of the way things work. It is this veil that the exile has imposed upon them via a simple lack of attention that Kabbalah, in its highest purpose, seeks to reinstate. The prayers all have this intention, whether or not those who pray are conscious of this underlying message. The hand that is upon the throne of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is attention. And if you're not aware of this underlying message, you don't receive its benefit. You cannot really connect to holiness, chas v'shalom. But once you are aware of it, as we have become aware of it through this reading, always you will be able to connect to holiness. Continuing to read. The construct of the body is as the construct of the temple. What we make within via our thoughts and the attention we focus upon determines the holiness of the body and of the temple that is meant to be the body. The direction here is to recognize this temple within. The cabinet of cedar wood is the Sabbath, or the place of stasis within. These 6 days are Zeranpin, pointing to the inner organization of consciousness. You will find one inside the other, meaning that the lower Shekhinah, the body, is built out of the construct of the temple Memtet. It is the intellectual purity which transforms the purity of the body. This body is in effect the substance of the outcome of thought. The essence of the heavens is, after all, the distilled thought made holy by its higher attachments. Shabbat is home to the Shekhinah on high, their Torah of the enlightened, the understanding heart. On Shabbat, the extra soul has freedom from the domination of the lords of hell, who do not rule on Shabbat. That's the end of section 13a. Does anyone have any questions? We'll now scan section 13b in the Aramaic. So therefore, we turn to the holiness of the heart, out of which the 32 paths emanate in this realm of holiness, where the Sabbath, or stasis, is formed. Here is the higher Shekhinah, the higher connecting link above, or that which is self-evident to the wise. This field of stasis elicits the extra soul, called the realized reflection of above, that is mirrored elsewhere and is readily apparent within the heart. The copper altar removes the impurities just as the liver removes them from the body. And by extension, too, there is the operation of the concept of transformation, taking a lower thought and transforming it above. The ark cover represents the extension of the field of stasis called the Sabbath, acting as a sukkah when we contemplate the holiness within. The menorah is a symbol of the awakening of light within, and the oil is that inspiration that is fueled by the holiness above. What we take in through our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth gives meaning to our thoughts, raising them above. This is wisdom. Now, all of this information is processed in the brain in specific locations, known or felt by the wise, which in turn cause the menorah to light, bringing about the awareness of higher consciousness. All the places in the body where we find a nexus of nerves could be said to be a places where information is being sent from one nerve end to another. This information travels via electrical and chemical impulses, known as thoughts, both conscious and unconscious. An unwritten commentary. The translator is bringing in this commentary, and he's bringing in modern science and the discussion, and yes, electricity and chemistry are two aspects of the light, two aspects of wisdom. But there are more aspects of wisdom. And Rabbi Shimon in his writing of the Tikkuni Zohar included those in these words in the Aramaic that do not really get translated into the English because as of yet, science hasn't given them terms. Science doesn't measure anything metaphysical, and therefore lacks the vocabulary to describe these things metaphysically. But the Hebrew letters carry all of that information. Continuing to read. What happens is that there are layers of thought that cascade throughout the body continuously. For example, the breath from the lungs serves the purpose of providing transport of oxygen, aerating the blood supply and flooding the brain with oxygen as well. This is what is meant by the wings that spread upwards, shielding the ark cover. The ark cover is the processing center for the thoughts that emanate throughout the body. The table, the heart, the lower Shekhinah produce the intended focus that is to take form within the corporeal, the physical transformation that is the world of experience. Now this place within the heart is a mystical location within and is the connecting link between the above and the below. This suggests that while we may reach up for higher thoughts, we may also determine their efficacy by going south or investigating their effects to surmise the deeper meanings of their higher purpose. When the Shekhinah, the connecting force within, attaching itself to holiness above and below, takes from the left, meaning from the discernment of judgment, then she is called a table. The table is where the transformation takes place, removing the dross of thought and refining it into its higher essences. When she goes northward to wealth, this is referring to the abundance of good, of expectation, and a reuniting with the highest source. That is both emanation and the reflecting arc that powers the entire sequence of influence above and below. Consider the Shekhinah is a presence that is a resident within the body, and it becomes activated according to specific energies concentrated there. When the Shekhinah becomes activated in such a way that she takes from the body and becomes the middle pillar, this is the central activating force, making the connecting link above and below. There is present within the body from head to toe, throughout the organs, and especially in the brain, a unifying force that ties it all together. This unifying force is composed of thoughts, their likeness of which may be found in the counterparts of the organs of the body, representing those pathways of refinement that naturally occur. This unifying force is the Shekhinah, called the animating force of the universe. The Shekhinah is the likeness of man in that she is in effect the template of man. Imagine a network of lights in the shape of a man, and then superimpose the soul upon this template and color it in with the life experiences. This is the tabernacle, which is man. Man is indeed imbued with the way things work. It is the unifying template of the Shekhinah that he is superimposed upon. Therefore, man is able to see through the eyes of the Creator with knowledge and insight and all manner of craftsmanship, meaning that the finished product appears the letter He, as the mind's eye sharing the Creator's viewpoint, envisioning it. The choices we make are reflected in the countenance of the person. It is as though the light will not go where there is confusion or doubt, or where we haven't done the right thing. That template of the Shekhinah becomes fully realized through the mazel of the face, meaning the right choices we have made in doing essentially the right thing. This mazel is of another level of influence happening above all else. It might be compared to dewdrops or heavenly vapors that are attached by the Shekhinah, attracted by the Shekhinah. The radiance of the body is the Shekhinah that emanates from within. This radiance comes from all four sides, flowing from the centers of brilliance that are the temporalities of the four angels. What this tells us is that these centers are indeed a part of the Shekhinah that exists as a nexus within. In a sense, this nexus is a body within a body, the one becoming the throne of the other. The wise meaning the speech that is expressed by the inspirations that are received from the recognition of this body within the body have the purpose of defining or praising the king, which is the hierarchy of brilliance that the source of these that are the source of these emanations. The eyes are the perceptions of holiness that now and with our inner vision activated, we come to see the holiness throughout. This holiness comes to be understood then as the unity of all things in the universe, comparing the planets, the sun and the moon, to the levels of perception that are now accessible. The letters and vowel points are the signposts that reflect that inner holiness and show the inner connection that is Torah, which is the template of creation. This description of the planets, the sun and moon, and their relationships, male and female, refer to the relationship between the inner radiance of the Shekhinah and the physical body. This specific relationship is one of awareness or perception, meaning that our thoughts must turn within to experience the nodal points of contact. And through this contact, we are then made increasingly aware of both the complexity of unity and its simplicity, in that the entire universe is one. Like the radiance of the firmament, the looking glass that shines in man's face, in the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, the conductors of his body and limbs. That's the end of section 13b. I haven't given you much commentary tonight, because as I'm reading this, it really seems to be clear to me. The commentary that I would bring to you, because this is the week we're reading the Parasha of Pekudei and the Parasha of Vayechel, and we're recognizing the genius of Bezalel and his assistant. And we're building the Mishkan all over again. And here the commentator, the translator, is telling us that the Mishkan is our thoughts. And by becoming aware of our thoughts and bringing them down from the unconscious in a proper manner, at the proper time, at the proper place, our thoughts become the temple. But are these the thoughts of the head or of the heart? And this is also part of what these two sections have taught us. That's the end of our class. Are there any questions? I wish and bid you all have a wonderful evening and a good week. Tomorrow at 4:30, our class is a mini Zohar class, where hopefully we can finish section 63. And at 7 o'clock West Coast time is cause and effect. It is the discussion of your questions and whatever answers I'm able to provide, or anybody else can provide. This is an open session. Shalom to all.
Shalom, and thank you, Hanak.
You're welcome.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.